A new system which allows members of An Garda Síochána to quickly and easily identify uninsured vehicles is being formally launched by the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, this morning, and we'll be talking to the Minister later on in the programme. All Gardaí can now check the insurance status of a vehicle by putting its registration into the Garda Mobility app. In 2022, there were approximately 188,000 uninsured private vehicles in this country. That means one in every 12 private vehicles was uninsured. Niamh O'Callaghan from Shannon in County Clare was left with life-changing injuries after the car she was driving was hit by an uninsured driver in 2015. She's been telling our reporter Mark O'Driscoll that she never wants what happened to her to happen to someone else.
My quality of life has been affected drastically on a daily basis. I've had four operations. I've had countless medical procedures, and I'm on huge medication on a daily basis. I have not worked in 8.5 years. I went from having a very good job, a very independent life, a couple of holidays a year, very sporty, outgoing, and what have you, to having to deal with pain and a very limited and a very dependent lifestyle. And that is not something that is going to end anytime soon. It's a lifelong. These are lifelong injuries that I have to manage for the rest of my life. It has not just affected me. It has affected my livelihood. It has affected stress, financial pressure. It has affected my daughter drastically, who was 14 at the time and is now 23.
What do you want to see happen now, Niamh?
I can't believe that anybody would be allowed to be on a road uninsured. There is a system in place now where Garda cars can see automatically if cars are uninsured. It comes up on their cameras, I believe. But on any given day, there is 150,000 plus cars on the road that are uninsured. And I see the Garda on Twitter, or X as it's called, saying on the first day of January 2024 that they took two cars off the road. There are 150,000 cars uninsured on the road. They have another 149,998 cars to get off the road. These cars should be confiscated, impounded, sold on. And those people who have been driving on the road should not be allowed and should be monitored to not be in cars. I'd like to see more support for victims of uninsured drivers. There really is no support for victims of uninsured drivers. There is no focus on people injured on our roads, and there are hospitals full of people suffering with chronic pain.
That was Niamh O'Callaghan speaking to our reporter Mark O'Driscoll, and we'll be putting some of the points she raised there to Minister for Justice Helen McEntee.